KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning once again. I'm Rick Hansen. This report brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. The Atlantic Cam wrestling team sits in 17th place after day one of the Council Bluffs Classic at the Mid-America Center. The Trojans notched 72 points on the day Friday. Abram Moore had 113 and Kale Roller had 285. And they're still alive in the individual titles. You can check out all the results of day one by match for Atlantic Cam. In this same story on the sports page at KJAN.com, there's a link there to all those scores. In high school basketball action from Friday night in girls' hoops, the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Atlantic over Creston 80-76. Dennis and Schleswig downing Harlan 48-47. Glenwood was an 88-13 winner over Clarinda. Lewis Central beat St. Albert 65-48. Red Oak was a 72-45 winner over Kemper Catholic. 72-44. In Western Iowa Conference girls play, it was Audubon over AHSTW in overtime, 54-48. Also, IKM Manning beating Tri-Center, 77-22. Logan Magnolia was a 51-26 winner over Trainer. Riverside beat Missouri Valley, 66-46. In Rolling Valley Conference girls action, Cam beat Arweva, 71-50. It was Exira EHK over Woodbine, 68-54. Glenn Ralston downing Boyer Valley, 56-33. Peyton Jourdan was a 56-32 winner over Coon Rapids Bayard. Corner Conference girls action saw Sydney beat Griswold 69-12 and Stanton defeating East Mills 54-53. In the Pride of Iowa Conference and girls hoops, Bedford was a 45-39 winner over in overtime over East Union. Martinsdale St. Mary's down Southwest Valley's 59-35. It was Mount Air over Southeast Warren 78-35. And Nottoway Valley defeating Wayne 71-25. Other scores from around Western Iowa include ADM over Winterset 76-41 in girls' hoops. Carroll beating Bondurant Farrar 44-43. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln was a 48-36 winner over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. Lamoni downed Ankeny Christian Academy in girls' hoops 56-17. It was Orion Maxburg over Murray 41-35. Seymour defeating Moulton Udell by a score of 60-46. Twin Cedars was a 44-29 winner over Mormon Trail. And West Monona girls beat Otobold Arthur BCIG 55-53. In boys high school basketball action, Hawkeye 10 Conference saw Creston beat Atlantic in overtime 56-49. Glenwood was a 76-53 winner over Clarinda. Harlan defeated Dennis and Schleswig in overtime, 68-60. Kemper Catholic was a 64-34 winner over Red Oak. Lewis Central beat St. Albert, 72-66. In boys' Western Iowa Conference action, it was AHSTW over Audubon, 75-59. Riverside downing Missouri Valley, 45-40. Trainer blew away Logan Magnolia, 63-20. Tri-Center was a 50-35 winner over IKM Manning. In the Rolling Valley Conference play in boys' hoops, it was Cam over Arweva, 45-33. Woodbine downing Exira, 44-39. In the corner conference, it was East Mills beating Stanton, 60-57. Fremont Mills over Clarinda Academy, 67-45. And Sydney beating Griswold, 65-29. Pride of Iowa Conference boys basketball, Martinsdale St. Mary's down Southwest Valley, 68-37. It was Nottoway Valley over Wayne, 77-41. Elsewhere, it was Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln beating Council Bluffs TJ 64-18 in boys' hoops. Winterset was a 71-69 winner over ADM, and Woodward Granger blew away West Central Valley 80-9 in boys' basketball. In men's college hoops, Percy Agai Ogies ran for 33 times for 124 yards and a touchdown. And number 2 seed James Madison dominated defensively in a 17-0 win over the Northern Iowa Panthers Friday. James Madison won its 13th straight and will face Montana Weber State winner in the semifinals. Northern Iowa had 58 yards of total offense through the first three quarters and did not cross into James Madison until the final drive of the game with less than 2 minutes remaining. Iowa State offensive tackle Julian Good-Jones and tight end Charlie Kolar were named to the Associated Press All-Big 12 first team on Friday. Kolar was a unanimous choice. Quarterback Brock Purdy, running back Brees Hall, and linebacker Marcel Spears Jr. were all second-team choices for the Cyclones. Now, Oklahoma doesn't have the Associated Press Offensive Player of the Year for the first time during its stretch of winning five consecutive Big 12 titles. Instead, the Offensive Player of the Year is Oklahoma State running back and national rushing leader Chuba Hubbard. Baylor career sacks leader James Lynch is a top defensive player. Sooners cornerback Jalen Hurts, the graduate transfer from Alabama, was the unanimous pick as the first team quarterback. Hurts also got all 20 votes as the conference's new top newcomer. Baylor's Matt Rhodey is the is the AP Big 12 Coach of the Year. In NBA action, Anthony Davis scored 33 points to lead the Los Angeles Lakers past the Miami Heat Friday, 113-110. It was their 13th consecutive road win, and they improved a record of 23-3. The Milwaukee Bucks had their 17th straight victory, 127-114 over the Memphis Grizzlies. Milwaukee improved its record to 23-3, keeping pace with the LA Lakers for the best in the league. The Philadelphia 76ers survived a late scare to beat the New Orleans Pelicans, 116-109. James Harden scored 54 points, hitting 10 of 15 three-pointers and 19 of 31 shots overall in the Houston Rockets' 130-107 victory over the Orlando Magic. The Indiana Pacers beat the Atlanta Hawks 110-100. Atlanta has lost 7 straight in the series and 11 of 12. The Charlotte Hornets bounced back after squandering an early 15-point lead by beating the Chicago Bulls 83-73 for their third straight win. The New York Knicks rallied from 16 points down to beat the Sacramento Kings 103-101. The Clippers held on to beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 124-117 for their fourth consecutive victory. And the Utah Jazz beat the Golden State Warriors 114-106. In NBA news, Cavaliers rookie Dylan Windler will be out for at least 2 weeks after having a leg injury reevaluated. Windler was the number 26 overall pick in this year's draft, but has yet to play for the Cavs after suffering the injury before training camp. The Belmont product recently made his debut for the Canton Charge. The Cavs said Windler will get a second opinion on his injury. There is no timetable for his return. Cleveland continues its road trip today in Milwaukee. The Cavs snapped an 8-game losing streak with an overtime win in San Antonio on Thursday. And in college basketball, Shane Garling, Gatling, that has scored a season-high 20 points, had a big block down the stretch to help number 24 Colorado hold off Colorado State Friday night 56-48 after squandering a 16-point lead. That's a check of sports for this hour on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.